The Advantages of Fractional Sales Leadership, authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal of the Sales Coaching Institute. Why should you consider fractional sales leadership from the experienced team at the Sales Coaching Institute? Spend much less and get much more. Fractional sales leadership yields high impact returns without being a heavy burden on your operational budget. The experienced sales leaders at the Sales Coaching Institute have many years of proven success. They will add to your sales efforts by creating positive momentum and delivering results. Success is achieved through complete sales process management, executive relevance, message alignment that will give your company true separation from the competition. The benefits of hiring a fractional VP of sales. When discussing the benefits of hiring a fractional VP of sales, it helps to clarify what this person does and what potential benefits that they could bring to your company. They bring to the table years of experience, and this can often be crucial when it comes to identifying areas of improvement for your sales team. The reason for the word fractional in their title is because they are usually only hired on a part-time basis, for a set period, or to complete a specific list of projects tied to sales or business development. Their expertise can be a boost to any company's sales fortunes as they partner with other executives to create strong sales plans and improve sales process implementation. They also have the knowledge to implement additional sales-related tasks depending on the specific skills and experience your company requires. Best of all, this additional expertise crosses a wide variety of industry verticals and is far more affordable than hiring a full-time sales executive. This is a key benefit for new companies looking to bolster their sales, or for struggling ones seeking a change of strategy. Long-term costs for a full-time VP of sales will include things like insurance and a 401k, while short-term costs can include items such as a signing bonus and office furniture. With a fractional VP of sales, all these costs go away, and if they can hit their agreed-upon targets, they will basically pay for themselves. When to bring in a fractional VP? There are as many different reasons for engaging a fractional VP of sales as there are companies that would benefit from hiring one. Here are five common situations when their skills and experience are especially beneficial. 1. Remote work. Increasingly, businesses are hiring more remote workers or people looking to work hybrid remote/office hours. Remote workers have made it easier for companies to have their management-level employees work on a fractional basis because they do not have to worry about day-to-day supervision. This means they only need to focus on improving the output of the companies they work for. 2. Stagnating or declining sales. One of the biggest problems companies can face is not achieving their stated sales goals. This can lead to some difficult discussions, as it is not always easy for people within a company to reflect on how the sales have dropped and what can be done to address the issue. By bringing in an outside fractional VP, you will benefit from a fresh voice who is not part of your company's culture. This gives them a perspective that will not be available from the rest of your team. This allows them to deliver the hard truths that might need to be heard, and to look at strategies that may not otherwise have been considered. For example, the VP can look at your current lead conversion rate, listen in on calls, and coach individual sales team members to adjust their approach as necessary. According to Forbes magazine, 55% of salespeople lack basic sales skills. A fractional VP who can improve the training of your team can improve your sales. It has been proven time and time again. The best salespeople have tremendous self-motivation and desire for personal and professional success. They want leadership from those who are like-minded and have a proven sales success record they can learn from. 3. Rapid growth. It sounds strange to think that growth could be an issue for a company, but sometimes a massive boost in success can create issues you may not have anticipated when you started up. Should you move to a bigger office? Do you need to upgrade your technology? Do you have the capacity to cope with increased demand? all these questions can seem daunting for a young or inexperienced company that has not previously dealt with this level of expansion. An experienced fractional VP of sales will have seen similar issues over the course of their career, and will be able to chart out a plan that allows your company to adapt to its unexpected growth. This includes scaling the sales organization in accordance with the accelerated growth and making sure you add nothing but A players to your sales team. 4. Changing direction. Sometimes, circumstances can necessitate a change in direction. It may be that a certain brand name has become toxic, so it becomes necessary to rebrand. It can be that some products or services are no longer popular, so a company must diversify its offerings. While it is possible to take advantage of this change and benefit your company as a whole, this change in direction can affect sales cycles and even the way you approach selling. This could mean having to change your sales script, the type of branding you use, or even your target demographic. A fractional VP of sales can look at the change your company is trying to achieve and offer solutions based on previous experiences where they have implemented similar changes with other companies. Often, they will be able to identify who is best suited to working within this new paradigm and who may need additional coaching if they want to stay with the company. For example, does the company have a positive environment and high-performance culture? According to a recent Forbes article, sales professionals with a positive outlook will outperform pessimists by 57%. So it is worth investing in a fractional VP who can help create a more driven and positive sales working environment. 5. Improve the hiring process. In general, sales professionals are adept at presenting their solutions in a consultative, value-based way. That can make it difficult for even an experienced management team to determine sales strategies without the input, experience, and expertise of a seasoned sales leader. A new VP coming in will have the benefit of being harder to read, and they will have the experience to know who is putting on a front and who can back their claims. They can also make the hiring process itself more effective by giving you the tools to make better choices. Choosing a fractional VP of sales. Now that the role of a fractional VP of sales is an established part of the professional landscape, it is worth considering the process of how you select someone to be your fractional vice president of sales. It is important to go through the process thoroughly, considering the potential candidates for the role, but also what goals you have for your company. Here are a few factors to consider before you make a final decision. 1. Leadership experience. Many people can make the claim that they are highly motivated or strong salespeople, but for this kind of role, you need someone with more than just one or two good years leading a sales team. A fractional VP should have at least 10 years of sales leadership experience and a solid history of achieving revenue objectives. Some people may present themselves as coaches or leaders, but the fractional VP of sales role presents unusual challenges. You need someone who understands your business and its issues. You need someone who can demonstrate an ability to create solid plans that your team can put into action, while at the same time being flexible enough in their approach to change course if results are not being achieved. Coaching is often a key quality and should not be underestimated, with over 70% of leading companies citing this as the most important role a sales manager can play. 2. Methodology. This role requires more than someone being able to come up with a plan that sounds good on paper. They need to be able to provide you with a solid framework, with clear milestones that will indicate how well your company is progressing and, by extension, demonstrate the success of their methods. An effective methodology is key to boosting sales. According to statistics from Spocio, firms that used an effective methodology and received consistent coaching saw a 73% increase in quota attainment. 3. Building a legacy. It is important that the person coming into this role knows how to work with the executive leadership team to achieve stated sales goals. These goals should not only result in increased sales in the short term, but also include the creation of a pathway towards sustainable long-term success. succeeding in the face of VUCA. VUCA stands for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. This is something that every company has had to face in recent years due to things like the coronavirus pandemic, working from home, the rising cost of living, Brexit, and the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Why do issues like these warrant consideration when selecting a fractional VP of sales for your team? The answer is because you never know what could happen next, and you want to know you're hiring someone capable of succeeding in the face of VUCA. Here is a breakdown by point on traits you should be looking for in a fractional VP. Volatility. A volatile situation can be defined as an unexpected or unstable challenge of unknown duration. A good example of this right now is the skyrocketing costs of some basic components due to tensions in the country where they are manufactured. If this is the case, your VP should be able to analyze this situation and find ways for your company to counter it. You might have to proactively alert your customers to shipping delays or price increases. Or you may have to consider other areas where the components are sourced that are more reliable and cost-effective. Uncertainty. An uncertain situation is typically a situation where you have some information on what is happening, but not necessarily how it will affect your company. An example of this may be a rival gaming company releasing their console before you have had the chance to launch yours. In this situation, a good VP should analyze the data and, rather than accelerate the release of your console, determine if there are any advantages to being second to market. Perhaps in their rush to be first to market, the other company cut corners with quality or performance. Perhaps in their haste, they have unwittingly given away a long-term competitive advantage. Your VP needs to be the person who is able to stay calm and focused on finding a way to turn uncertainty into advantage. Complexity. A complex situation is one that includes a number of different variables. One example of this is when companies find what works well in one sales territory fails miserably in others. Another instance is when companies completely misjudge the reason people buy their product or service. An infamous example of this was the New Coke branding disaster of the mid-1980s. On the surface, the company did everything right, including some very thorough research. They conducted exhaustive taste tests and found that the people surveyed preferred the taste of the New Coke recipe. Where they went wrong was overestimating the importance of taste in the appeal of their drink. They failed to realize that their brand was also a crucial element, and the taste was just one variable. Essentially, they undermined their own brand's ubiquity, and sales suffered as a result. A VP should be able to look at all the issues surrounding your business and come up with simple plans to increase your chances of success. It may be that you need to partner with other companies in different territories or adapt to changing trends and tastes. Ambiguity. In an ambiguous situation, people don't really know what they are getting into. It may be that your company is opening a store in a new country or launching a different product line. In reference to the nature of releasing films in Hollywood, the screenwriter William Goldman famously stated in his book, Adventures in the Screen Trade, "Nobody knows anything." While this may be true to an extent, sequels to established intellectual properties can flop, while a small independent horror film can smash records. At the box office, there are still ways in which you can mitigate against ambiguity. One of the major ways a fractional VP of sales can address issues of ambiguity is by being willing to experiment. While VPs in this role are often chosen based on their sales experience, this experience should not rule out the ability to adapt. Often, a new product or service can benefit from someone finding a new and creative approach. During the filming of one of Kentucky Fried Chicken's first commercials, someone caused an interruption by eating some of the chicken. They proceeded to excuse themselves by saying, "It's finger-licking good." This tagline would go on to become a critical component of the company's brand, and it is a good illustration of how a VP should be able to think on their feet. Statistics, data, and analytics are all important, but there is also strength in moments of inspiration and creativity that could come from anywhere. Leaving behind a legacy. In this white paper, we have established what skills and qualities a company should consider when approaching potential candidates for a fractional VP of sales role. This person should have years of experience, be ready to address issues within the company culture, and have the ability to adapt when called upon. What can't be forgotten is that the fractional VP of sales role is not typically designed to be a permanent or long-term role for the individual involved. They will be called in to change the culture of a company, whether this means reversing falling sales, helping the business adapt to rapid growth, or dealing with unexpected changes. Once this period has finished, the VP should leave behind a legacy that includes a sales playbook your team can refer to, an approach that your management can implement, and an overall boost to the company fortunes. This is where recruitment is so critical. Not all potential VPs will have the skills or experience to succeed in your particular circumstances. Additionally, as a company, people need to be open-minded enough to accept someone coming in from the outside with a different perspective. There is the risk that people may feel alienated if the new VP doesn't understand the culture they have been brought into. What you need to do is carefully consider what someone has to offer and whether that gives your company what you need. Years of experience in sales is not enough if it does not come with a clear ability to demonstrate how their efforts went on to further progress the companies that they were a part of. In short, your fractional VP of sales should be able to create a professional structure that will provide the best long-term benefits for you and your business. Their strategic sales plans should be something that you and your team will be able to work with and repeat successfully for years to come. Whether you are a new business looking to go further, an established business on the lookout for a change of direction, or simply considering what the next step is at any point along the way, it is worth investing in a fractional VP of sales to help accelerate sales success for your business. Let the experienced thought leaders at the Sales Coaching Institute become the strategic difference in your company's growth and success.